then you said you've been through this before, and then you go through this again in some ways in week 17, where Savage gets a concussion, you go in, he comes in, you're back in. What was it like going back in this game and quarterbacking this team for, you know, the final two-plus quarters?
You know, I was just trying to do my job. You know, when you're the backup quarterback, your job is to prepare like the starter and be ready to play at all times. So, you know, Tom came out of the game with a concussion, had to get evaluated. I was ready to step in there. And then I was told, you know, right before we went in at halftime that the coach was going to go with Tom in the second half. Came in at halftime, I was told I'm going to go in to start the third quarter. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about just being prepared and ready to step in when your team needs you.
Bill said that he will have to evaluate the quarterback situation for next week's playoff game. Do you kind of rhetorically, do you want to be the starter for next week's game?
Absolutely. You play this game to be a starter. You play this game to contribute in a positive way to your team. So I would absolutely love to start this playoff game. But at the end of the day, I don't make those decisions. My job is to prepare whether I'm the starter, whether I'm the backup, and be ready to play, be ready to help contribute to my team. And I'll be prepared to play in whatever role coach wants me to do.
What is it Andrew Brock that he didn't just say Tom's a guy? He said it has to be evaluated. Obviously, they want to look at both situations and see if you have the opportunity. What does that mean? That he's not been rejected out of hand here. It's still open.
You know, I'm not going to concern myself with that. Coach makes the decisions who plays around here. My job is just to prepare, whether that's the starter, whether that's the backup. It's, you know, my job to get my lifts throughout the week, prepare my body, study the game plan, and you know, that's coach's job to decide who plays.
You have a look at the tape, but what do you think about how you did today?
Well, I didn't do good enough. We lost the football game. Anytime you're out there playing, whether it's four quarters, three quarters, two quarters, whatever it is, you play to win the game. And so, you know, I'm disappointed that we weren't able to get the win today. But as always, there's nobody who will study the tape harder than myself to learn from my mistakes so that I can be better in the future.
When you're on the sideline, I saw that you had your helmet on and you guys were on offense. Is that a way that you just stay in the game mentally?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so Tom's getting the play through his helmet, and so I'm able to hear the play as well, and that's something that I definitely do. You know, I try to put myself mentally through the play as though I was out there on the field, because just like you saw today, all of a sudden after one play, you get the first down, you're in there. You know, whether you like it or not, you're running in that game, and so you always need to stay mentally in tune, and you need to be physically ready as well. Well, you know, I think when you look at our two-minute drives all year, I think we've been fairly successful when we go into a no-huddle mode. I think that's something that all of us on the offensive side of the ball are extremely comfortable with, and in fact, we really enjoy playing in a no-huddle system. So, you know, just to be able to catch rhythm, I think the no-huddle tempo helped with some of that, but then obviously give credit where credit's due. You know, Hop did a tremendous job getting open, just like all the receivers did today. Tight ends made plays, backs made plays, and obviously the offensive line fought their ass off. You know, I'm extremely comfortable with the no-huddle offense. It's something I've done since I was in high school. I ran a no-huddle system in college. And so it's something I'm very comfortable with. But once again, I don't make those decisions. I just try to execute the play that's put into my helmet when I'm on the field.
How much does it help you that you've been there and done that today? You've been in a backup situation. You've started. And how much does that help you today going in there?
Well, you know, there's nothing that can replace experience and game experience, and hopefully I don't have to experience coming in as the backup too much more in my career. But once again, you know, I'm going to do whatever is best for this football team, and you know, I was fortunate that I've been in that role before.
Brock, since when Tom took over for you, he was able to really get DeAndre involved against Jacksonville, and then today you were able to really click a lot with DeAndre. DeAndre said post game that, you know, part of that is, you know, you have to go to your playmakers, no matter who it is, Jerry Rice or you know, any top receiver. What's worked the last 3 weeks where either you or Tom has been able to get the ball more consistently to DeAndre in game situations?
Yeah, you know, I think it just goes back to that no-huddle system. You know, when Tom went in Jacksonville, the team went right to that no-huddle system. we opened the second half against Cincinnati with it last week. Today when I went in, we went into the no huddle. Even with Tom, they were starting to get into a no huddle type deal. And I really think what it is at the end of the day, you are now dictating the tempo to the defense. They're not dictating anything to you. And, you know, personally as a quarterback, I know it allows me to get to the line of scrimmage, run through cadence, see what the secondary is doing, see what the linebackers are doing, get us into the proper protection. And then really at the end of the day, just go play backyard football. Say, okay, hey, it's going to be this coverage. Who's going to be open? And you know, it just happened to be Hop today, as well as those other guys.
What'd you think of your burst on your touchdown run?
I don't know if the burst was there, but bottom line, you know, we did what it took to score points there. You know, it's not always going to be pretty, but I know this offense, we really don't go for flashy points. We just care about scoring points.
Rock, how quickly do you move to the playoffs? Will you watch tonight to decide who your opponent is, and then as soon as you get your hands on tape, et cetera, look at that?
You know, it starts with watching this game. You know, I need to clean up this game. I need to see some pros, you know, some cons, things that didn't go so well. I need to learn. I need to grow from this tape. And then I think the sooner you can put this tape to bed, then you're exactly right. You get started right away. And I'm sure we'll know our opponent within a few hours. And then, you know, you just study, and get your body and get your mind ready to roll.
All right. You guys good?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
No.